Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. Gaza Council between peace and trusteeship. Translated. News. US President Trump left Switzerland after participating in the Davos Forum and signing the founding charter of the quote-unquote Board of Peace he established, emphasizing that this board will operate in coordination with the United Nations. Source: BBC Arabic. Comment. First, the proposed so-called peace structure, which is being implemented on the ground, consists of the following bodies. 1. The Board of Peace, the supreme political authority headed by Trump himself, who holds the international mandate and power to direct all tracks. Trump has appointed advisors to the board, one of whom is a Zionist rabbi, to lead daily operations and strategies. 2. The Founding Executive Council, the core of the American Western decision-making process, where priorities are set and the implementation of political, security and economic files is monitored. 3. The Gaza Executive Council includes some of the most important members of the Founding Council in addition to regional and international figures. The Council plays a supportive role to the High Representative, a member of the Executive Council who will serve as the High Representative for Gaza, i.e. a High Commissioner, and to the technocratic government in adopting effective governance and providing services that support peace, stability and the well-being of the people of Gaza. 4. The Palestinian National Committee, technocrats, the day-to-day executive arm within the Gaza Strip. And 5. The International Stabilization Force. Second, the composition, role and powers of this council have raised international concerns, leading some countries to fear its objectives, consequences and relationship with relevant international organizations. For example, EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas said, quote, European leaders must join the Board of Peace proposed by Trump if its focus is limited to Gaza, unquote. British Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper told the BBC from Davos, quote, we will not be signatories today because this is a legal treaty that raises much broader issues, and we also have concerns about President Putin being part of an entity that talks about peace, unquote. The French Foreign Ministry spokesman stated on Thursday that, quote, Paris will not join the board because its charter is inconsistent with the UN resolution on the plan to end the war in Gaza, and some of its articles contradict the UN charter. Trump responded by threatening to impose tariffs of 200% on some French industries. On January 21, 2026, the Norwegian government announced that it would not join the Board of Peace. Foreign Minister Christopher Thuner stated, quote, the American proposal raises a number of questions that require further dialogue with the United States, unquote. The charter explicitly states Donald J. Trump is to be appointed founding president for life, and his term can only be terminated early by his voluntary resignation or by unanimous removal by the member states. Each president must appoint a successor to assume the presidency immediately upon the expiration of his term. This role is therefore independent of Trump's presidency of the United States, which according to the US Constitution ends after 3 years. Until then, Trump represents the United States as a member state, and membership at the invitation of the president is generally limited to 3 years, unquote. Regarding the president's powers, Article 3.2, Chairman, A. Donald J. Trump shall serve as an inaugural chairman of the Board of Peace, and he shall separately serve as inaugural representative of the United States of America, subject only to the provisions of Chapter 3. B. The chairman shall have exclusive authority to create, modify or dissolve subsidiary entities as necessary or appropriate to fulfill the Board of Peace's mission. Third, following the decision to form the Board of Peace and reading its articles clearly indicates two things. One, undermining the international order. Trump's attempt to dismantle the international order established after World War II and to form international councils and bodies under the trusteeship of the United States without other countries having any role or significant authority, their role being limited to approval, compliance, and funding. 2. Occupation and trusteeship control. This council is an instrument of occupation and trusteeship control over Gaza, aimed at transforming it into a massive military base. Despite the White House's denial, a quote-unquote Israeli newspaper, Yedioth Ahronov, revealed that the United States is planning to establish a massive $500 million military base near the Gaza border, quote, to support the ceasefire, unquote. that went into effect on October the 10th. Bloomberg News obtained a tender issued by the Pentagon on October the 31st to qualified contractors seeking financial and time estimates for the construction of a, quote, self-sufficient temporary military base capable of accommodating 10,000 personnel with approximately 10,000 square meters of office space for 12 months, unquote. The objective of the American presence is to impose control over Gaza and sever its ties with the occupation after the entity, despite its war of genocide, failed to eliminate the resistance or undermine the steadfastness of the people of Gaza. This is aimed at achieving, number one, protecting the Jewish entity, number two, developing strategies to confront the Muslim world and prevent its mobilization, especially after the United States sensed that the Muslim world, with its vibrant creed, represents the true strategic and fundamental threat to its project. America's plans will backfire on it, Allah willing, no matter how great their schemes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ.
They devised every plot which was fully known to Allah, but their plotting was not enough to even overpower mountains, let alone Allah. Surah Ibrahim, verse 46. Allah's protection for this ummah and his promise of victory confirmed the inevitability of the demise of these plans and their ultimate failure. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizbut Tahrir by Hassan Hamdan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.